When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh my god, I just gotta say, I love Juha and Dushik at this chapter. They're like, realistically, all of us are gonna be like, go to the hospital first. But no, Dushik and Juha, they're gonna be like, have sex first and then go to the hospital. That is yaoi logic at its finest. I'm genuinely surprised that Juha can still have normal sex after everything he has been through. That baby deserves the world. Before we get started, I just want to remind our viewers that if you like seeing more yaoi content and would like to support this channel, please don't forget to smash that like button. Also, if you haven't done so, please subscribe to this channel and hit that notification bell. Feel free to message me in my social media at @sealedforjoshi, which I'll be using to interact with viewers about more yaoi content. If that's something that interests you, feel free to follow me at @sealedforjoshi. Finally, this episode will contain explicit content and a lot of manhwa spoilers. With that in mind, please proceed with caution. You have been warned. Now, without further ado, let's jump into chapter 34 of Pearl Board. I seriously want to glue them together so they will never be separated ever again. Oh my god. Why did Dushik have to leave so soon? Hang Dushik, little baby is in pain right now. Why did you leave him alone? Our baby is crying. Dushik, please comfort Juha. He's having a nightmare. And wait, Dushik was a gangster, then he became a prostitute, right? At least that's what I'm understanding right now. Or is it that he was almost a gangster? I don't know. It seems like he was a gangster and then he became a prostitute. But anyway, let me know your thoughts on the comment section down. And my god, I thought that Dushik loved someone and he got hurt by that someone, and then that someone took his money and ran away. But it kind of seems more badass now that it seems like there's a different viewpoint at Dushik's backstory. And the madam and young dude look so freaking scared. Man, what an ass face is said about his past. Oh my god. But then again, he chose to be an escort at the end of all of it, right? I don't know, like, was it simply about money? Or run away from something, or something more about it? I really am interested in Kang Do's backstory right now. I can't stop thinking of different conclusions of what's going on in this story right now, but I'm pretty sure Dushik have something important in his past. Anyway, take my words as a grain of salt, because what I think I got from all of these is, you know, seems like he used to be a gangster that turned into a party boy, or what happened to him to run away from his club to Juha. He's still a total mystery to all of us. I guess he was part of some shitty thing. That's why he's so good at fighting. But then he needed to run away and became, you know, one of those prostitute boys at the Peter Club. Finally, he probably caused some sort of trouble involving money in the city he was living and ran away to where Juha was. Now he's going back because whoever his friends, you know, was back then, those are the only people that can protect Juha from the mother bleep of the boss that is trying to follow Juha around. You know, this guy by no means had a simple past. Just look at him acting so relaxed in front of, you know, all of this trouble right in front of them. Like, he has like a really, really deep past. Anyway, he is looking like a total snack doll. This episode is so uncomfortable to watch, also thinking that, you know, they look fine having all of those sex, but, you know, Juha smoked a lot of gas and had so many injuries, and also Doshik was in a fight. Like, it doesn't make sense to me what's going on in this. Anyway, they're in love, and it's not the first time that we've seen this kind of series, so full of emotions, so full of love, that it's making my head hurt. I really do think that this too deserves the whole world. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please don't forget to follow my social media to be teased about some of the boys' love that I'm interested in. Feel free to leave me a message and converse with me in my Discord channel. I'd love to hear back from you. And please consider supporting the show by donating as little as 99 cents through www.sealedfujoshi.xyz. Also, don't forget to support the author. All the manual details can be found in the description below. Again, thank you so much, and hope to see you next time.